Christoph, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking a little time. Let's start with Tonalist here for a minute. We heard the call of the first of two consecutive victories in the Jockey Club Gold Cup. You know, here's a horse that has been so good for you. What makes him so special?
Well, he just runs a bit faster than most horses, I guess. That's the reason. he's a better horse. He runs faster. He keeps his forms, and even his lesser races are usually good races.
He comes back in today's Cigar Mile. Why this spot for Tonalist coming out of that effort in the Breeders' Cup Classic?
Well, the idea was, to run him the Breeders' Cup and then either to retire or give him some time. And he came back to Belmont, but he trained very well. So I called Mr. Evans, and I was trying to find a reason about not to run. But he's very sound. He looks great. He's eating well. He had a nice breeze last Saturday. So really, on paper, everything is there. The horse looks good. We're not going to run him 10 times this year, just the last start, and then put him away, go to Payson Park. And, he looks great. He does not look at all like a horse at the end of the year. So I think it makes sense. I thought the race in the Met Mile was a very good race. Obviously, it's a great one in New York. It's very competitive. You have very good horses in the race. But it's a fun race to run him, and we'll go from there.
Christoph, it's Anthony. You mentioned his race in the Met Mile. As a Belmont Stakes winner, you sometimes will get the stigma of being more of a distance horse, of a marathon horse. Of course, he's won the Jockey Club Gold Cup twice. Talk to me a little bit about trying to get that Grade 1 win at the mile. Now this is your second crack at a Grade 1 at a mile this year.
Well, usually, they're not the same kind of horses, but when they're that good, then they can adapt. And, it's the same when I trained Giaponte. Giaponte won Grade 1 from a mile to a mile and a half. And Tonalist is the same. He's a very good horse. He might be better suited by a Belmont Park mile and a quarter, but he's good enough to compete against the best at the mile. And that's what makes really good horses.
Christoph, what does it mean for a horse that has had so much success like Tonalist to get that Grade 1 win at a mile if you're looking down the road to his stallion career?
For us on the track, we all know he's a nice horse. People, in Kentucky, the breeders, they put an enormous emphasis on the mile race because over the years, the mile Grade 1 have produced so many good stallions. And so that's the reason why it means it's so meaningful for them to win a Grade 1 over a mile.
Christoph, switching gears from Tonalist to Red Vine, you've always had high expectations for Red Vine, spent the better part of his career on the turf, and then by chance, you left him in an off-the-turfer here late last year at Aqueduct, and he exploded
actually,
with a
really,
big victory.
To tell you the truth, he started working very well on dirt since September of 2014. His works were much better. I never understood why. The idea was to run him on dirt, but we thought it would be even an easier race if it was an off-the-turf. So it happened that, that race was an off-the-turf race, and we started him from there. But he never worked that well early on in his life. His works were very average on dirt, and he's got very dodgy feet. So we just thought the grass was a bit kinder. And sometimes it happens, and as he got stronger, his works became, like superior works. And I've been very aggressive on him, as you can see in his form. I probably threw him in some of the toughest races of the year. I could have been a bit more conservative yet again today, but not only he trains so well, he's always so competitive, but he deserves to win a race such as this one, so I just thought we ought to give him a chance and see what happens.
It seems like he likes the one turn as well.
I agree, because you really get more pace, even if I hope we get some pace today. That would be my biggest worry for the two horses. I just hope that Private Zone is not too easy on the lead, otherwise it'll be very tough. But if we get some kind of pace, then we should be fine.
Christoph, you've had so much success with various types of runners, with turf horses. You mentioned the name Giaponte, with turf horses, with dirt horses, young horses. You do very well with your young horses. You do well with older horses. What is it about your program that's allowed you to have so much success with all different types of horses?
First of all, I think, it's not really up to the trainer. We're only as good as what the horses that we get. I'm a lucky guy in a way that I train for great people who send me good horses. It makes my life much easier. And then you just try to apply, just to be as rational as you can and do the best you can. But nothing can happen if we don't have the right horses in the barn. So I'm just a very lucky guy to train for the right people.
Christoph, the plan is to keep Tone Austin training next year. Is that correct?
Correct.
And I'm assuming a little freshening after this race. Would you
correct. The two
have
horses
a...
at you at the moment, and we'll check with both owners, but the two horses are supposed to go to Payson Park on Monday, arriving Tuesday. They both will have a break. We'll bring them back whenever during the winter. I don't know.
Christoph, how about the addition of blinkers or the blinkers going back on with Tonalist today? Talk about that decision.
I just think if you go at a mile, I want him to be a touch more consistent in his race. We did it in Westchester in the Met mile. If you go further, I don't think he needs the blinkers. We are going to run him at a mile just to keep him focused a little bit. It can't be, you know, it should just help him a little bit. I think it's a bigger help for Johnny just to keep. Give him a touch more, so the only race.
Visiting with trainer Christoph Clement on the Equine Forum, presented by Lane's End on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Christoph, let's fast forward to tomorrow, and you're going to be busy on the West Coast at Del Mar with a pair of horses entered in the Grade 1 Matriarch, Hard Not to Like and Stellar Path. Hard Not to Like bypassed the Breeders' Cup, and she comes into this as a very fresh horse. Talk to me about her.
No, she's doing well. It's the last race. She's going to be retired as a broodmare afterwards. She looks great. When she's right, she can compete with anybody. And I'm excited to see her run. She drew the one all, which on the turf, I think, is not a problem. And the other filly, Stellar Path, won a Grade 3 last time. Same story. She's trained well. It's a little bit ambitious, obviously, to go in a Grade 1. We'll be delighted even if we get placed in a Grade 1. And the works have been good. So, I mean, you know, it's the last race of the year for that kind of horses. And she probably will remain in training next year. And there's, you know, you just have to take a chance once in a while. When they're doing well and they're sound and they look good, you've got to take a chance.
Will you make the trip out to Del Mar?
Yes, I'm flying there tomorrow morning and I'll be back, I guess, Monday morning.
The life of a trainer. Christoph Clement, one of the best that there is in the game today, and he has been ultra consistent in that stellar career for a very long time. Christoph, really do appreciate the visit here this morning. All the best this afternoon and all the best tomorrow as well. Safe travels.
Thank you.